Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And then moment number one.
Moment number one also took place at the MGM Springfield. And I seriously have no reason. I can't think of the reason why it came up. But that, then again, that's like a lot of these moments. They just come out.
Uh-huh.
And LB was maybe accused of having some kind of STD.
Okay.
And he denied that, and he said he only had one once, and he, of course, proceeded to tell that story.
I've never, ever had any disease except crabs.
Oh,
and I
God.
Got crabs when
oh my
I
God,
was
stop
up.
Stop doing this. Stop hitting the table.
Oh, I got crabs that, when I lost my virginity in my grandma and grandpa's backyard in their camper. She was a senior and I was a freshman and she gave me crabs when I lost my virginity.
Oh my Lord. Canada.
And it was great because I was
Canada, am I right?
The best part about it was I had no idea what they were. And I picked one off.
Is that the best
off.
Part?
No, I picked one off and I showed it to my mom.
Well, you don't like the insects. Aren't you terrified of insects?
Yeah, I hate bugs.
Have
if
you...
all the bugs, I say it all the time. If all the bugs in the world, the ants, the bees, the mosquitoes, the flying mantis, I don't know. The butterflies.
No bees, no food.
If they all got together and said, we're history and attacked us, we're done.
Mm.
And a lousy way to go, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, that's like that, what they used to do back in the Western days. They bury you with your head. The only thing that was above ground was your head, and they pour honey on your head, and then the ants would eat you alive.
Have you seen the rediscovery of the world's largest bee that occurred week?
What?
Yeah. And this is going to terrify you. They thought that this particular bee, the species of bee, had become extinct, but the thing has reappeared, and I'm telling you this.
Oh, my God.
Are you looking at it right now?
Yeah. Holy
it's huge.
Hell.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's
Look
just, thankfully, it's not here. But it has been seen for the first time since 1981. It's called Wallace's giant bee, and I'm sure Wallace is the person who discovered it and then ran as far away as he or she possibly could. But
it's bigger than a micropenis.
I know. I am going to right now. I'm going to tweet. I apologize for coughing on air, but you know what it is. I'm sick. I'm gonna.
So what is it like? 3 inches or 4 inches?
It looks like
it's the size of a matchbox car,
or like a cicada.
Yeah,
if you know the size of a cicada, size of that.
That's
nasty.
Frightening.
Yeah,
I am right now going to. Oh, of course, I get that stupid problem where I can't do the copying. Link freaking thing on the Twitter. I want to share this on Twitter. What the?
Do you need help?
Can you do it for me?
Oh,
hold on.
Oh,
I don't have Brees and Julia around to fix the remote control and help me on.
Is that a problem called old?
On social media. So can you like make that work?
Yeah.
If you could, please.
There you
All
go.
Right. That Hang is. On. Have you? Did you share it?
Wait a minute. I just want to get rid of one thing in the link. Okay. It's too long that you don't need.
Oh my God.
All right. So now, right now, on my Twitter feed.
Twitted.
You can take a look at the world's largest bee. And to follow me on Twitter, it's Greg Hill, WAAF. That's Greg Hill, WAAF. And it is 8:04. And this is WAAF FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI, HD2, Lawrence, and WWBX, HD2, Boston.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail. Yo, girl, I got you, Bernie.
On WAAF.
All right, it is time for today's Hillmail voicemail messages, and they are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and learn more about their Spring into Savings program. You're going to get 10% off the last roof you will ever have to put on your home. And they do great work. I'm speaking from experience. They put the new roof on the shack up in Ocean Park, Maine, and they'll do a great job for you. So eastcoastmetalroofing.com, that's eastcoastmetalroofing.com. And now the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left for us over the previous 24 hours.
Thursday, 10:17 a.m.
The next contestant on The Masked Singer will now be singing Cat in the Cradle, and here he is. Hey, kid, it's LB. Bob, I'm going to sing a song for you. Did I ever tell you I once played for the Bruins, kid? Well, now you know. The Masked Singer is Lyndon Byers.
End of message.
Don't like that guy.
What? Oh, the LB.
He's boring. It's the same thing every time.
Well, yeah, that's what makes it funny.
It's not really funny, though. Like, what was funny about that?
I guess you just have to step outside the box, outside yourself, to appreciate it.
Thursday, 1:39 p.m.
We now visit with Danielle and Stiz Grimey, who had a date this evening.
I've been sitting right here since 7 o'clock.
Yes, with your back to me. When I invite a woman to dinner, I expect her to look at my face. That's the price she has to pay.
End of message.
Yo. Yo.
You doing anything with Stiz this weekend?
No.
No?
No.
Did he ask?
No.
He came in here. This was how creepy is it. He came in here after the segment on the husband who's suing his new bride because she revealed on Reddit that he had a micro penis. And he came in here and he walked right over to Danielle and he said, yo, did you know that if you take the bottom of your palm all the way up into your index finger, yo, that's how long your penis is supposed to be, yo.
Yo.
That's how creepy is it? Did you tell him to get lost or did you?
I said hashtag me too.
Yeah, right.
Thursday, 4:29 p.m.
Excuse me, bartender. Bartender, what's your name? Oh, hi, Alexandria. I'd like to have two Bud Lights, Jack and Coke, and anybody else want anything? A Manhattan meat, and Greg Hill's going to pay for it.
End of message.
Can you put it on Greg's tab? That's my favorite move.
Drinks for socialism.
Mm-hmm.
So socialism for drinks, however it works.
5:38 a.m.
Hey, kid. I once met a guy named Tom Foolery in Tennessee, kid. He introduced me to Jim Beam and Jack Daniels. Oh, some great guys there.
End of message.
You can't call twice.
No, that was a different guy.
No, it wasn't.
Was it a different guy?
I think that's a different guy. The other guy's a little more high-pitched.
6:13 a.m.
Jesse Smollett should have went to Liam Neeson's neighborhood, and it would have been problem solved.
End of message.
I mean, I can't believe the guy still has a job on television. You're basically running the risk of creating or furthering a racial divide in a country, and you're doing it because you don't think $100,000 an episode or $1.8 million a year is enough for you to be paid to be on the Empire show. And then you get out of court on $100,000 bail, and Fox welcomes you right back to the set to work. I'm guessing
it's a legal thing. So they want to make sure all their T's are crossed.
Oh, he has to be convicted.
I bet they're checking with the lawyers. Can we tell him to, you know, we don't want to get sued by him and then have it all drawn out.
How are the ratings on the show?
I don't know.
It's been on for a while.
I understand it's been on, but, it, you know, ratings are down.
Well, the what?
Oh, so you're thinking this is what? It goes like higher than just him?
Yeah.
It's the producers?
Here's what you need to do.
That's a good conspiracy theory.
I think that he ought to be in jail, and he ought to be in jail for the exact same sentence that one would do if they committed a hate crime. If you make up a hate crime, I think you should do the same amount of jail time. If you falsely accuse somebody of something, mm-hmm. you ought to do the jail time that that person would have done because you falsely accused them.
6:18 a.m.
Come on, Hillman. You of all people know $100,000 per episode isn't enough.
End of message.
Stop it.
6:48 a.m.
Hey, kid. I scored a goal in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So that means I'm a one-hit wonder, too.
End of message.
Three times in one day.
Different guy.
I'll be.
It's not a different guy.
That was. One was.
Yeah, it is.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, that's how good those impressions are. You can't even tell.
6:57 a.m.
Hey, Hillman. Obscure reference on the micro penis. When I dip my ice cream in chocolate, kid. What?
End of message.
Different guy.
Are you guys all right?
Oh, you think that's
it's
all
the same guy?
It's not.
That's not the same guy.
It's not.
That guy may have had an accent.
Swallowing the hook. Dude's a chump.
It's not the same guy. All right.
LB's kind of like Christopher Walken. Everybody has a Christopher Walken impression.
Right.
You know.
Right. All right. Well, that is Hill Mail this morning. Thank you for participating. It is 8:11 and time for this.
911, where is your emergency?
And now, the Hillman Morning Show presents...
Yeah, I was just sitting in my backyard and a monkey just ran through it.
Fun with 911.
We're going to buy some marijuana this morning.
Do you realize that you called the police department?
No, I didn't.
Or heading to Georgia, where a suspected burglar tried to break into the home of a 79-year-old grandmother. However, the would-be robber didn't know that she was packing heat.
I love these stories.
I do, too.
So she's a 79-year-old armed grandmother.
Correct.
And somebody tried to break in. Let me guess, she called 911 while it was going on?
Correct.
Do we have the audio?
We do.
All right, let's listen.
Jackson County 911.
I saw somebody on my back porch, but I can't see them now. They're making the noise.
Are they trying to get into your house?
Yes, they're trying to get in the back door.
Okay, come on up in here. I got something for you. Ma'am, listen to me. Ma'am.
Yes, please, come on.
What was that noise?
Into my house.
Hello? You? Who are you? Okay, ma'am, I don't want you to confront them because you don't know who they are.
I'm waiting on you. When you come down the stairs, I'm going to blow your damn brains out. I'm waiting.
I love it. All of you hear the shot going on.
Oh, awesome. My God.
And you know, honestly, the 911 operator telling her not to shoot, the lady's trying to protect herself. Like, I mean, wait, yeah, don't shoot. Just speak in a loud voice and maybe they'll go away.
Right.
Just ask politely.
I mean,
do you jingle your keys at the robbers?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do with the coyotes? Jingle your keys?
Right.
Right.
I mean, that is ridiculous. I love it. So she's not being charged with anything, I hope.
No.
Did she hit the guy or did she just scare him away?
Let's see. I think she just scared him away.
Yeah.
He's been charged with burglary, home invasion, and criminal trespass, and he's being held without bond right now at the Jackson County Jail.
He will be identified as the victim in the case very shortly because he was scared. This woman, you know, one of these crazy gun advocates who dared to take a shot at somebody who was breaking into her home. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, I just wanted to say I believe Jussie Smollett.
Oh, you do?
Well, let me finish. I believe Jussie Smollett's completely screwed.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
I mean, who writes a check for that kind of thing?
Like Paper trail.
Your own personal check.
Seriously.
I mean,
get some cash, guy.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
I mean the guy has got to be a complete dope. He hires those guys, writes a check. He walks the route with them in front of all the cameras and basically does a setup on how it's going to go down. And then he was originally going to be, I was reading yesterday that he was originally going to be doused in gasoline, but then they opted for the bleach afterwards. Like, I don't know why.
Oh, my God.
And, I mean,
it's all we can get our hands on at the moment.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, maybe they were the gas station was closed or something.
Maybe there was a line, and they're like, you know what, screw it, we'll pick up some bleach from Walmart.
It's just
okay.
Ridiculous. And you know, the national media bought it hook, line, and sinker. Never mind. I understand that people, like the presidential candidates, who were tweeting about it as soon as it happened, as if it were a fact. I understand why they're doing that, because it furthers their agenda. But where's the, I mean, the thing never made sense. As soon as we first talked about it on the show, it didn't make sense. I mean, could you, now listen, I'm not doing this. I have to make these things clear. Sometimes when I'm being sarcastic, people don't appreciate my sarcasm.
Yes.
But could you blame what happened in Falmouth this week?
Oh.
On Jussie Smollett.
Yeah.
Could you say that that Jussie Smollett is responsible for violence that was perpetrated on a man who was eating dinner at Casa Vallarta?
Vallarta
in Falmouth with a Make America Great Again hat on.
Yeah.
And this woman, who's named Roseanne Santos, walked by and knocked the hat off the guy's head.
Oh, that move?
Yeah, while he was enjoying dinner on the Cape.
Stop.
And then she confronted him verbally. He did record some of the conversation, and the victim, Brighton Turner.
Brighton.
Who was the guy who was wearing the hat?
It's just a hat at the end of the day. I don't really understand why people can't just express themselves anymore. Everybody has to get mad.
Now, she's been charged with disorderly conduct. Is that right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Let me double check.
And did he get some kind of a free meal or something like that? That's always my first question.
I hope he got comped.
Yeah.
Or free guac.
We'll pick up the shrimp cocktail.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but honestly, this is an interesting thing to think about. Why do people feel like they're justified in whacking somebody's hat off because they disagree with their political opinion?
It's completely inappropriate. It's completely inappropriate.
But they, you know.
Newsflash. you can disagree with someone politely.
Yes.
Like, without calling them a C on social media, without physically attacking them, without. There are so many different ways that you could approach this situation rationally and as a level-headed individual.
Yeah. I mean, a texter is saying that restaurant, Casa Vallarta,
yes,
is legit. This person's from Falmouth.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Falmouth. Legit the best Mexican restaurant in the town. I love Mexican, but you got to have a lot of sour cream at the ready. Sour cream and guac.
Yes.
I go sour cream and guac. And great. Now I have to have nachos for lunch.
Mm. Yeah. If you're in Falmouth, Pickle Jar Kitchen, also an excellent restaurant.
What's it called?
Pickle Jar Kitchen. It's a little tiny place, a little dining area and a little bar with some prepared foods. The food is awesome. Like little kind of like lunchy bistro place. Really,
really,
really good stuff.
Yeah.
And if you can't go to those two places, go to the Courtyard and say hi to Jay Miller.
There you go.
He's the best.
Boston Bruin legendary tough guy.
Here's a text that says maybe she just didn't think that he should be wearing a hat indoors. Nobody follows that old rule anymore, right?
I know, right.
Yeah.
That's my biggest peeve on the planet.
What?
Oh, people that give you heat about wearing a hat in a restaurant.
Well, you know, it used to be that.
Well, you go into the Capitol Grill with, like, you know, a.
I don't care.
No.
I'm still going to pay the $220 tab.
How do you feel about people at the sporting games and events that don't remove their hat during the anthem?
Oh, I don't. I think you should still take your. I mean, listen. People don't stand, so I don't know if anybody's getting worked up about the hat or not. But I think you should. It's kind of like a.
Yeah.
It's just a
sign of respect.
It's a sign of respect and a way to pay homage or You know, so I think you should. I think you also should put your hand over your heart. A lot of people don't put their hand over their heart during the national anthem, which I was always taught by my old man. That's what you do, you know.
What happens if you're coming down the steps to your section, national anthem starts.
Two hot dogs in hand?
And a beer.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to
do it. You can't take your hat off. You stand and
stand still and look at the flag.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I've been in that situation. I didn't want to seem disrespectful, but I just got my hot dog.
And don't check.
A lot of pressure, Shu. Yeah. A lot of pressure.
Obscure, let's see. This is a 508 text. Obscure Sopranos reference. Tony made the kids take the hat off in the restaurant that they always went to. Great show, Sopranos. That's something that's worthy of another watch through for me. This is Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Happy Friday, everybody.
What's going on? Too. Same to you, Kevin.
Listen,
Kevin.
You're the original Saskatchewan Rough Rider kid.
Yes, he is.
Hey, listen, as a Trump voter and supporter, I have to say, you got to know I have a Trump hat, but I'm not going to wear it to Cambridge because I know it's going to get some certain reactions. And when you go into a Mexican restaurant to wear a MAGA hat, it's like, look, should you be allowed to wear it? Is this America? Yeah, I get it. But come on, dude, use a little bit of discretion. And because maybe not everybody agrees. All right. We can agree to disagree.
Yes.
So don't fan the flames, basically. You know, I just kind of disagree with the guy wearing the hat into a Mexican restaurant. It's like you're going to set off some type of reaction. However, having said that, I think that lady's a loon and she deserves to be arrested.
Yeah. I mean, so you're saying that common sense or common decency says don't wear the red hat supporting your presidential candidate because you know that it triggers people. Now, a lot of people...
No, Greg, what I'm saying, though, is you can wear the, you know, obviously you want to support whoever you want. All I'm saying is if you're going to get into an area or a situation where, let's face it, how many times have you gone somewhere and people are like, you know, just watch it, just say, don't, no political talk because mm-hmm. we're in, you know, this is an area where it's going to elicit some type of reaction.
Yeah.
I'm just saying use some discretion, that's all.
Yeah.
You know, don't pee into the wind, in other words.
I disagree. I mean, it takes, you know, you say wearing that hat is like inflammatory. It takes two people to make that fire. So, you know, how about just letting the guy wear the hat? Or instead of like knocking it off his head, you know, I'm not a Trump supporter, but you should be able to just wear your hat. I see people wearing like Yankees hats, you know, at Fenway Park. You know, you should. In this particular case, you should have the expectation that there won't be violence.
That's a great...
You're just wearing a hat.
Right. Yeah.
That's a great...
Is this equal to yelling fire in a crowded movie house? No, it's not.
No. I mean, that's a great example, is that people wear a jersey of an opposing team.
Yeah.
And they you know, most of the time, I think it's treated with fun and people... But there are there are places where it's dangerous. To like the Raiders stadium, it used to be dangerous to wear a jersey from the opposing team. But I don't know. I guess you can choose either way. You know, what's the expression? You have the right to fart in an elevator, but it doesn't mean that you should. Is that the expression?
Yeah.
Quick question for you, based on something that you said.
Oh no!
Did you mention that it takes two people to start a fire? Is that what you said?
You did it.
I just wanted to check you because it's an earmuff.
Hey guys, I just want to give my opinion on like these people are so sensitive. If I want to wear my hat, I'll wear my hat. Welcome to America. Mind your own business. And I don't get offended every time I see like a middle finger on a car sticker, you know?
Yeah.
It's like everyone just wants to be upset. It's like live and let live.
Yeah.
If the terrorists win, if I don't get to wear my hat.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, there are two schools of thought on it. There's a lot of people who are upset that guy said, just don't wear your hat.
Yeah.
A lot of people are texting in they're really bothered by that. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Greg. Happy Friday.
Same to you, Michael.
So, yeah, I know this goes without saying, but the hypocrisy is great because when the Jesse thing first came out, everyone jumped on the Twitter machine to jump to a conclusion.
Yes.
But now that he's a suspect, now we have to wait for the facts to come out to make a statement.
Oh, of course, the backtracking.
It's great.
I mean, these potential presidential candidates are backtracking over each other. They're backing up and driving yep. over each other, trying to say, wait a minute, you know, we need more information. We can't tweet until we get the full. It's like, well, you tweeted 5 seconds after it happened that there's a climate, that there's a climate in this country, and it starts at the top. That's that caused it. You know.
Oh, sorry, Greg. Jesse pretty much ensured that Trump is going to win in a landslide in 2020.
Well, it'll be interesting. It'll be very, very interesting. Did he mention landslide?
Oh, jeez.
Wait, I don't think I have time. We're getting some food in here.
I know.
We're gonna celebrate.
We're hashtag bourbon. Blessed.
We're gonna celebrate bourbon and bacon.
Yeah,
so
maybe.
I don't know that I have enough time for. I could play a little live Fleetwood Mac. But I don't know that I necessarily have time. All right. If you want to be on the show this morning, you could call on the Framingham Ford Studio line. That number is 617-764-9223, or you can text on the text line, which is 97107. Today's weather brought to you by the all-new three-row 2019 Subaru Ascent, featuring all-wheel drive. Love is now bigger than ever this winter. It is going to be sunny and 42 today, and it is 39 right now here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Chris on the Framingham Ford Studio line. What's going on, Chris?
Guys, good morning.
How are you?
I am well. I just wanted to call and thank you all for Marty the Party that we adopted about a year and a half ago.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Let's be clear, that's a dog, not a human.
Oh yes. I'm sorry. It's not the blow up doll. My bad.
Yeah. So you guys adopted during the Monday's Mutt segment. You adopted Marty the Party.
Yes, we did, and he is absolutely hilarious. joy of the house. Uh-huh. I even like them better than my four children. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Chris,
I wanted to call and let you guys know. And hey, Greg, who let the dogs out?
Oh, if I had time, there's food in the studio, or else I would. Believe me, I would earmuff it. But Monday's Mutt Monday.
We are okay. Scheduling for future dates. So if you're with a recognized rescue or shelter, you can email me at mondaysmutt@waaf.com. Just have to be able to be here for about 7:20 in Brighton on that particular Monday.
But we'll do it this Monday,
oh,
correct?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. 7. Yeah. We actually may have to move it to 7:50 because 7:20 on Monday, we have Jan from Abducted in Plain Sight, the most disturbing documentary ever on the show.
Okay.
So, all right. Now, bourbon and bacon. Is this the third annual bourbon? Fourth annual WAAF wow. Bourbon and Bacon is happening on March 9th and 10th at the Castle over at Park Plaza. And we want to expose you to some of the incredible bacon treats that you can enjoy. And so I want to welcome to the studio Paul Malvone, and Paul is from Boston Burger Company. And Danielle, by the way, I don't know if you heard it earlier, but she was giving you big, big, big props on your burgers, Paul.
I was listening on my way in.
You were.
But you have to.
Yes. Yeah. And so, Paul, you guys just opened the new location in Salem?
We did, 133 Washington Street in Salem. That's been going well. We opened up right before Halloween and in September.
It's always hopping, too, because I'm down
crazy.
There. I go to a few places around
crazy.
There, and it's always packed. And the people that sit by the window, you look at the burgers and, like, the milkshakes and stuff, and it's just like you just want to go in.
Yeah.
Even if you just ate, you still want to go in and eat more.
How many you have now?
We have four.
We
have another one coming soon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Kendall Square. We're going to be opening up in Kendall Square over at 610 Main Street.
Great. Now, what made you decide that you wanted to participate in bourbon and bacon this year?
It's honestly a cool event.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get to showcase something that we do. We paired up with Cleveland Whiskey. So we use their whiskey in our mac and cheese that you're having right now. That's what we're going to be serving.
Let's give this a try. So wait a minute. This is what is this? This mac and cheese.
So it's we made the mac and cheese is something we've always had at the restaurant. We were on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with it.
Yep.
You know, guy called it a pretty rockin' mac and cheese. so we do a lot with that, and then we took it and we just started mixing things in. Mm. Mac and cheese is really a blank canvas. So we took North Country Smokehouse bacon.
Mm.
Then we said that's not enough. We called them up. We said, hey, you have andouille sausage? And they're like, yeah, like, we're going to throw some of that in too. So we got some andouille sausage in there, some bell pepper, onion. We made a bourbon barbecue sauce with the Cleveland whiskey. We mixed that all in together.
Oh, so you get smokiness,
get a little zip out of that andouille sausage. And it's in the creaminess of the mac and cheese. And that's really what makes that whole plate.
That may be the title of my biography when it is written. Mac and cheese is a blank canvas. I may title. So this is really
the life
really,
of Greg Hill.
That's right. It's really good.
That's outstanding.
And you're going to be serving this at all three sessions of Bourbon and Bacon, March 9th and 10th. There are only tickets left for the Sunday session. So the other two sessions have sold out, but there are still some tickets left. And what's better on a Sunday than bacon and bourbon, a Sunday fun day? And I was told, I don't know if this is true or not, but I was told that you guys are shipping the mac and cheese trio straight to our doors now.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah, so you can go on our website. You can order mac and cheese online. We make three different versions right now. We have our regular mac and cheese, we have a buffalo mac and cheese, and we do a pulled pork mac and cheese.
Oh.
And the pulled pork, it's pretty outrageous. I love the pulled pork one. That's my favorite. That's my guilty pleasure. I just take that and eat it and
there's no
rub
such
it all on
thing.
Myself.
I mean, I think mac and cheese is kind of like pizza and sex, where there's no such thing as bad mac and cheese. But you really have to. The sauce is really important, I think, don't you?
There is a such thing as bad mac and cheese.
Yeah, I think
there really
is. There,
yeah. And it's just because if it's dry.
Yeah.
If it's not, it's got to be gooey to me. It's got to be. Yeah. It's got to have that fall apart kind of mentality. It can't just be dry and there with the. If you can see the cheese is kind of. Curdled up in there. It's not good. And you've seen that sometimes, but the sauce, it's got to be saucy. It's got to be cheesy, gooey. That's what makes it. And then the mix-ins, it comes all together.
Are we Facebook Live or not? No? Okay, because people want to see the mac and cheese. There's not much left over here. What about on your plate, Lindy? You got any left over there?
No. We're good. I'm enjoying big time. Mac and cheese, my key to my mac and cheese is I use heavy cream.
We
go full fat.
We use Gruyere and we use evaporated milk.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Captain Topper over there.
So that's what I was going to ask you. Gruyere, is that the only cheese?
No.
Okay.
We have Gruyere, cheddar, American. We use a cheddar jack. So we use a few different types of cheeses and blend, and then with the evaporated milk, and that really kind of keeps it. So it's loose. It keeps it creamy, and so that way you can serve it. Else it dries up. It doesn't. You can't just serve a dry mac and cheese.
All right, we're officially Facebook Live right now. Facebook.com/WAAFRocks, and I want to show this. Look at that. That'll be gone in 4 minutes on the Facebook Live. But that's check that out. Doesn't that look awesome? All right, so you can. And the bacon you said it's kind of hammy, like what?
So we use the. North Country Smokehouse Applewood smoked bacon.
They have great
stuff.
We
slow cooked it. We used some blackening seasoning in with that mixture, and then we crisped it up right before we put it in.
Nice.
And that way, so it's in there. So that way, you have it. It's delicious. It really is. They do a great job over there. They have some
great
products.
And the other thing, I don't care either way, but I prefer that you don't have you don't have the breadcrumb crust on it. Like, which are you not a fan?
We did
of that?
No, we had to do it for a reason. Everybody makes the baked mac and cheese. That's the thing. Everybody puts it in the oven. They put the Ritz cracker crumb or breadcrumb on it. You know, when we first started, we only had 28 seats in our restaurant. Our Davis Square location the kitchen is a lot smaller than the studio right now. To say the least.
Yeah.
And so we didn't have an oven.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So we said we had to make a tabletop version of mac and cheese, but we don't want to be, the box version.
Yeah.
So we came up with that, and that's how it all came together. So we were on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I'm in there stirring the big pot of mac and cheese, which is not easy.
Now, let me ask
on camera.
Let me ask you this. I know you're not going to want to upset any of your customers or potential customers. However, I will ask you what temp a burger ought to be ordered at. If there was only one temp, what do you think it ought to be ordered
personally,
at?
Personally, I like medium.
You do?
Yeah, maybe medium rare, but
okay.
I'm not
what?
A
Tell me why.
Medium well and well done.
No.
It's
no.
not good.
It's like people who get a well done steak. Yeah. Don't have it. Mm. But
I like pink. I have to have pink. I like my steak medium rare. I like my burgers medium. Personally, that's just the way I have it.
Yeah.
If I get a medium rare burger, I will not send it back. I'm happy with that too.
Yeah.
Rare is a little too less for me.
It is.
But
yeah.
But I like it. I'd like to have it a little cooked. But,
you wouldn't do well at the buyer's household.
I like
my burgers raw.
Raw.
And what about the, if you could only have one condiment on the burger, what would you choose?
Something we make.
Oh.
It's our hot mess topping.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to hear about
it's
that.
It's legit.
So it's the hot mess topping?
Yeah. So what we do is we make our own Thousand Island dressing.
Yeah.
We add in bacon, jalapeno, pickle, and red onion.
Oh.
We mix that all up and spread that on a burger.
Mm.
It's got all the flavors you really want on a burger. You know, the Thousand Island dressing, that special sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got bacon. Who doesn't love bacon? Pickles, onion, the jalapeno with a little, there's not a lot of jalapenos, a little spice.
Yeah.
So we call it the hot mess. That's why we really wanted to do. So that all comes together, and that's pretty decent.
I feel
that's
like I feel like I'd like to drink that right out of the jar.
You can use it on a burger. Available. You can dip it with. You can put chips on it and dip it with
fries.
Like a dip.
People
fries,
dip fries.
Everything.
In it.
You can do whatever you want with it. That's the thing. It's got multi uses.
Yeah, sure. What
we have an ongoing argument here about whether pineapple belongs on pizza or not. I like it. Greg does not. Is there anything that you think doesn't belong on a burger that you've had?
Not really.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. We put a lot of stuff on our burgers.
I know. You guys do a lot of stuff.
And we've done a lot of different things over the years with our burgers and come up with different concepts. And some things work, some things don't. But realistically, the burger's the same like the mac and cheese. You put whatever you want on it.
No.
You can have it plain. You can have it with just a piece of cheese. You can have it without cheese if you're lactose intolerant.
What kind of cheese? What's the best cheese on a burger? I think it's cheddar.
Cheddar.
You
got to
go
with cheddar.
Yeah,
you
got
to go with cheddar. I think if there's cheddar, I'm always going to pick that first. I mean, I do like American because the way it melts.
Yeah, no.
But cheddar's got the flavor. You know, there's nothing better than a nice piece of cheddar.
I can't abide, as the dude would say, by the American cheese.
It's more of a process. It's different.
You can put a lot on it. It'll encase the whole burger.
It's an affront to cheesery. American cheese is an affront to cheesery. All right. Well,
is that a word?
It is now.
Excuse me,
sorry. Right?
All right. Paul Malvone from Boston Burger Company. What's your website?
BostonBurgerCompany.com.
Okay.
And you come visit us. And
locations again?
Locations. We have one on Davis Square in Somerville.
Yeah.
One on Boyle Street in Boston. One in Cambridge near Harvard Square on Mass Ave. And our location on Washington Street in Salem. And soon to be Main Street in Cambridge.
Nice.
And social media, you on Instagram?
We're on Instagram. Follow our Instagram. Our Instagram will make you hungry.
Yeah.
It's pretty legit. Our freak fraps are phenomenal.
Oh,
it's something that we do more than anyone else in the city.
Danielle was talking about that earlier. What's the deal with the freak fraps?
There's just so much stuff to it. It comes out and you just look at it and you think, first of all, I have to take a picture of this because there's no way anyone would believe that I could consume this or that this would look. It's just.
We believe you could consume it.
No,
the freak fraps, she's right. They're crazy. It's a sundae in a glass. It's not just what we grew up with, having a, you know, here's some ice cream, put it in a glass and you sip it through a straw.
Right.
Now it's a whole art to it.
Really?
It comes out. They're insane. You take a look on Instagram and you'll get just a little bit of what we're talking about. And when you see it live and actually get to experience it, it's an experience in itself.
Well, can't wait to see you at Bourbon and Bacon Fest, and thanks for being here this morning.
Awesome.
Paul.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate
it. So as I mentioned at the start of that segment, there are tickets available only for Session C, which is on Sunday. Session A and Session B sold out, but tickets are available when you go to baconevent.com. That's baconevent.com. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
It's 8:49. And we got to get to the news, and the news this hour is brought to you by
Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Event. There's never been a limited time to drive the vehicle of your dreams. Limited time offers available now at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit mbusa.com/CPO for inventory and offer details. Brought to you also this hour by Cars for Kids. Now would be a great time to clean out your garage and donate that old car to Cars for Kids. See how easy it is. Call today, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, or online at carsforkids.com. I'm going to tell you something. We talk about how dating apps are the norm these days. LB wants you to go out and meet people in real life. But you really do have to be careful when you're meeting up with strangers. A guy in Virginia thought he was meeting up with a woman he met on Plenty of Fish on Wednesday this week.
Yeah.
And when he got there, a guy robbed him and shot him in the butt.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Okay. Now, it happened just outside Jacinta Mitchell's house, and she tells us what happened. It was very early in the morning.
What happened at 5 o'clock this morning really scared me and got me still nervous, banging on the doors. He was screaming, help, help, saying that he'd been shot. I got on my phone and I called the police. I didn't open up my door because I didn't know who it was or what was going on. He was laying on the sidewalk, and then he got up and he started limping and holding his buttocks.
Now, forgive my ignorance, but Plenty of Fish dating app, they had scheduled a 5 a.m. date.
Yep.
What was it, a breakfast date? Or
very early breakfast late dinner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, before you hit the gym.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Obscure reference.
Yes.
Forrest Gump. I got shot in the
butt. Oh, that's right. They call that a million-dollar wound.
You must be, speaking of come-hither looks, you must be obsessed with that photo that's making the rounds of the koala bear with the come hither look in the tree. Have you seen that?
I have not. Hold on a second. I can't believe I haven't seen that.
You're the biggest animal lover in the have you seen that?
It's borderline most interesting koala in the world.
Yeah.
It's very Burt Reynolds if Burt Reynolds were a koala.
Yeah, the koala.
Look at that guy, huh?
The koala bear is lounging in the tree.
Just putting it out there.
Obviously all horned up and ready for mating season.
Oh, got the hanging arm off the back.
Yeah, yeah. All he needs is like some kind of a Hugh Hefner pajamas, a pair of Hugh Hefner's right. pajamas.
And a snifter of eucalyptus leaves.
Yeah, right.
Yes! Good call, Sean. Good call.
Let's see here. What else should we talk about this morning? Are you, when it comes to... news locally, did you see that there's two girls, 14 and 15, who tried to rob a bank in Fall River this week?
Yeah, I can't with this.
It's school vacation week.
Yeah. What else are you going to do?
You don't keep them busy.
Rob a bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happened Wednesday afternoon. According to police, a girl walked into the bank, the Troy Street Bank, wearing a Patriot sweater and black leggings. She handed a note to a bank employee demanding money or she would allegedly blow everything up and kill everyone.
Oh, my God.
She allegedly held her two hands together as though she was hiding something. Bank employee did give an undisclosed amount of money to the girl. She ran out the door. They were able to use street cameras to follow the girl's path. She was spotted getting into a dark-colored Toyota Camry with another girl. They did find the girls at a home on Mulberry Street, and this is reaction from one Fall River resident.
It's the way the world, unfortunately, is heading. I mean, the lack of the attention by the parents at home and the old-fashioned morals, this is the result.
The result.
Well, it's school vacation week. There's not a lot going on.
That's why. You got to keep them busy. You know, got to plan activity. Like roller skating, that's good. Right. You know, they could have been roller skating.
Yes.
I don't get the whole just, you know, you put a note on the counter.
Well, that's all you got to do now.
You don't want to make a scene.
But
that's
the
whole thing.
I don't understand why. I'm like, why wouldn't you say go screw?
Because then the person might shoot you in the face. Didn't you see the town?
Okay, so then you lay down behind the counter. I mean...
I'm not trying to argue. I'm not going to argue with them.
We all know that nobody carries the weapon in there. They just hand the note.
Right, but they're instructed not to take that chance.
It's a don't be a hero scenario.
Plus, they're insured.
Right. Well, I think it's stupid.
Yeah. I think it's stupid if you're going to not give up the money and be a hardo and get shot. I mean,
who's getting shot? No one gets shot. If someone's going to go in with a gun, they're going to pull the gun.
I just thought of something, which is, you know how you attempt to get me in an ear moth ambush.
Ooh, yes.
You ought to, from time to time, do a documentary ambush. And if you were going to, if you were going to documentary ambush me on this story, I would recommend that you watch Evil Genius.
Right.
About a very infamous bank robbery attempt and what happened and who was most likely responsible.
Oh my God! Another bizarre one.
Oh, if you haven't
just bizarre.
Listen. If you haven't seen Evil Genius,
LB, that is somebody who unfortunately did have a weapon on them when they went into the bank.
Literally on them.
They learned the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
But you should watch that. All right, Danielle, thank you
for
the news. And a reminder that we'll be back on Monday with Monday's Mutt in the studio, a dog that is hoping you could give them a forever home. And we'll have Jan on. She is the subject of, speaking of documentaries, Abducted in Plain Sight, and she's going to join us at 7:20 on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.